Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good and you're feeling good. Terry and James here with you. We are joined right now by our great friend from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
Paul, how have you been?
I've been well. Yeah, I did getting back in the flow of things here.
Yeah. You had a little bit of time
we missed
off
you.
And everything. Yeah, good to hear. So, Paul, what has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Pretty good things here overall. Yeah, looking at a pretty nice summer day here for us with some of that sunshine. And high temperatures to about 84. Clear tonight, 59. Wednesday, we get a mix of clouds and sun. There's also a possibility of seeing a scattered afternoon shower storm pop up tomorrow, back to about 84 again. Isolated shower storm chance early Wednesday night, 55. And still quite comfortable Thursday, 80. Mix of clouds and sunshine. Looks like the shower storm chances do pick back up here as we get into perhaps late Thursday night, more into Friday, about 84, along with some more clouds and sun Friday. So far the weekend, still not too bad off here. Low 80s for both Saturday and Sunday. So far looking pretty quiet. Saturday was just a mix of clouds and sun, and perhaps a couple of late day showers or storms arriving Sunday, and then more into Sunday night with that next system by late weekend.
Got some beautiful days.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. I think we'll keep that forecast. I think we'll keep that one, Tom.
Yeah. We do still need some rain, but I've just given up on my grass. So we'll just, let that go.
At this point, yeah. Paul, we appreciate you. We'll get people ready for Wednesday tomorrow, okay?
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always good talking with him. Joins us every Monday through Friday right at the 8 o'clock hour to kick our show off. Terry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. You had a fun day yesterday, you extended your weekend, it sounded like.
Yeah, we did a little bit. It was kind of fun. Kids didn't have to work, so we all took a day, just took a family day up to Minocqua, checked out some horseback riding and go-karts. It was kind of funny. The kid that was kind of, it was just the four of us. On a Monday morning up there, it's kind of quiet. It's kind of nice.
Oh, nice.
And so it was funny because it was just the four of us on the go-karts. And he's like, if you do any bumping, if you spin anyone out, he's like giving all these rules. And then he said, you get, I forget what it was, like 6 minutes to do as many laps as you can do. And then so I'm like, wait a minute. So you said this is 100 laps. And he didn't even laugh. He didn't even think it was funny. I'm like, I'm going to be the one getting kicked out, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And so then it was such a big track that we were so spread out, because there was only four. Yeah. There, it would have been other people normally, but so then it was funny because I was just, I would just sit back and wait then because there'd be a gap.
Nice.
And I'd wait till, one of like the kids came up alongside me, and then I'm like, it was fun.
A little drafting.
Did a little mini golfing and went to the Minocqua Zoo and it just had lunch out by one of the lakes. And it was a great day.
Want to thank you for the shot of the penguins. Thank you for that. That made me smile. That was
everyone
really
in my family was wondering why I was taking a picture of stinky penguins. And I'm like, oh, it's just for my friend James.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You mentioned something in our pregame that I thought was really interesting. Minocqua is now the second biggest zoo in the state.
Yeah, that is the second biggest zoo. So it is, if you've not had the opportunity, it really is a cool place and fun to check out. And the way our day timed out, they close at 5. So we were kind of there, I think we got there about 1, and we were there right up until probably like quarter till 5. But it's kind of funny because the animals, in the afternoon, especially when it's warm, it was warm yesterday, they get they just kind of lay around, but then they start to get active again at the end. And you can tell that they know it's going to be feeding time because the employees are kind of going around with their little gaiters and doing some work.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the wolves, it was crazy. All of a sudden they're like really active and they're like all, kind of prowling around and they're waiting. Yeah. I think their food must come at right after we leave, a little after 5, because they were just waiting. And every time one of those would go by, it was neat to see. And the gibbon, which is in the primate family, they had all kinds of babies up there. They were swinging around in the cage, and it was a great day. We had a really nice time.
Wisconsin is home to some amazing zoos. Of course, the Milwaukee Zoo is world famous, well known. The Minocqua area is a wonderful area, and that zoo is really cool. I love the Henry Violet Zoo and Madison. That's one of my favorite zoos
ever. Green Bay Zoo is really great. And, let's not forget right across the street here, Wisconsin Rapids Zoo.
Yeah, you saw where I was going.
Yeah.
We got a great one right over here by us. Go check that out, and we'll actually have more on that, our local municipal zoo, later in our good stories of the day. They've got some really fun going on over there this week.
And there's not a ton of time left before school starts because I like to poke the people in my house, you know, right, be like, right, oh, you only have this many more days. But there's still, you know, we still got three solid weeks of summer. So get on out there and check out some things.
Enjoy it. And when you're getting, and speaking of getting out and enjoying things, if you're anything like me, you haven't done enough of that this summer. And I'm not, there's not too many of us that are, you know, unlike that. It's been so hot this summer, and it seems like every swimming pool is packed, but not everyone has hit the pool. A new poll asked around 30,000 Americans. That's a pretty good number right there.
That's a decent sample size.
When they were last at the pool, and 18% said it's within the past week. Another 17% said it was within the past month. So roughly 35% have hit the pool this summer. 16% said it was within the past year. 21% said it's been up to 10 years. Another 16% say it has been more than 10 years. And 5% said that they have never been to a swimming pool in their lives.
Okay, so were they on the street or at the nursing home?
Yeah, right?
I mean, who are they polling?
Very good question. The people who are less likely to have been recently are older folks and people living in the Midwest. Where there traditionally is not as many swimming pools here as there are around the rest of the country.
But we do have, I mean, we do definitely have public pools.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe, do you think this was exclusive just to swimming pools? Because we also have a lot of lakes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So people hit beaches. So, you know, maybe they should have posed the question as in the water.
Absolutely, they should have.
Because if they're saying Midwesterners weren't as likely to have been in the pool, I'm just thinking, you know, a lot of people hit the beach.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's been 10 years since I've been in a pool, but I've been in the lake.
In any,
you know,
pool?
Yeah, yeah. But I've been in the lakes and swimming a bunch.
Yeah.
I used to, when we had public schools, public pools.
We still have public schools.
Thankfully, for now. Thankfully. When we had a couple here in Rapids is when I first started going to public school. Pools. Dang it. Thank God this isn't live. and we used to have a couple around here. I went all the time. Like that was one of the main things you did on a hot day. Was you made plans? Okay, we're going to the pool.
Well, that's probably
and
where
we're
you
play basketball.
It's probably
later.
Where you went to pick up chicks too.
Absolutely, absolutely. that is the biggest reason why I was at swimming pools easily. Not that I would have known what to do once I talked to a girl or anything, but you know.
See, so maybe you should try the aquatic center someday.
Yeah, maybe. Fewer people have been to public pools recently, and these numbers really tail off the older you get. Only 7% of boomers have hit up a public pool this summer, compared to 32% of adults age 44 and younger.
So with the heat this summer, too, you have to wonder how lack of air conditioning might play into that,
yes,
too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if you don't have AC at home, you're maybe at a public pool or out and about where you can find that.
I don't know how many times I've seen people, like how popular pool, like, having your own personal pool is anymore. I feel like I don't see those being constructed as much as I used to, or a lot of that going on. I don't know that it's, you know, died by any means. I don't think that's happened. I just don't see it as much.
I think the quality of, like, an above-ground pool that you can purchase at just at a retailer, so, like, you know, a Walmart, a Home Depot, or something like that, the quality of those has improved so much that's what I'm seeing more of, is people are putting those up, and they're making them, like, 4 foot, you know, like a,
yeah,
like we have a, I guess, a traditional above-ground swimming pool, you know, that you get from a pool store. But you can definitely get them from big-box retailers. And you can take them down, put them back up the next. You can actually even winterize them like other pools.
Ooh.
So I think that's what I'm seeing as much. And they're really, really quite cost-effective.
I'd like to look into more of that. That's pretty interesting. I also think that it's one of those things that if it had its chance, I think it could actually have a shelf life again, actually do well, having public pools again. I know that now, here in Rapids, just looking local here, we used to have one in town, and then there was the beer in one. And I remember riding our bikes to the beer and one and everything and back and forth and that. Now, I don't know how much parents feel comfortable with their kids doing something like that, for one. But I know we have the water park, the aquatic center, things like that. And it seems like that's what kids want more than just a pool that you jump in water. Now they want stuff that does more.
Well, and back in the day, I mean, there was the Mead Pool. There was the East There was the East Side Pool. There was Buren. There was Port Edwards had a public swimming pool. I think Nakusa did too. So, there, yeah, there were definitely plenty of those. I agree. I think the Aquatic Center probably fits what kids are looking for, you know, more so than just a pool. But I will say that, you know, we have... So we have, well, we have three pools right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We have the Aquatic Center, then we have the YMCA, and then Lincoln High School has a pool that has some, you know, community hours. Yeah. But all of them really struggle with getting lifeguards, being able to staff them. And so, you know, I think that that would come into play if we had, let's say we had just another outdoor pool. Yeah. I don't even know how they would do that, because I'll see that at the Y, you know, the pool's closed because there's not enough lifeguards, or just one of the pools is open, and obviously safety has to be first.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a little bit discouraging, because, you know, you'd think we could hustle up enough lifeguards.
I like what they've done with that area where the East Side Pool used to be. It's really nice. It's a great walking area. I take that path sometimes, especially with my fur brother, Sam. He likes that area. But I miss that pool. But what I really miss, I think, is if you went to the East Side Pool and you remember riding your bike there, you remember this, you got to ride your bike down the hill to get to the pool. And it was so much fun. It was so awesome going down that hill.
You know, the
going up, it wasn't a lot of fun.
The history of that, they actually, when that pool actually started, it was actually just, it wasn't, you know, like a concrete pool with treated water. It was actually river water. Like, they bypassed the dam and filled that. We had a lesson on it from, like, you know, from the Historical Society, but from Phil Brown actually, you know, talked about that. And George Mead, who, you know, of course, was a former resident of our community and, you know, huge benefactor. He was actually, I believe they said, one of the first lifeguards there. At the pool,
really?
You know what I mean. Like it, like there's a lot of there's a lot of really cool stories. But that pool actually was created. They just bypassed the dam and flooded that area, and then eventually put a structured pool in that spot. Yeah,
I did not know any of that. Thank
some of the old pictures are really cool. You know, of when it first opened before it was an actual concrete pool.
I have to check that out.
It's really neat.
And I know where you could check that out, the Southwood County Historical Museum. You brought up our good friend Phil Brown. I have to give a shout out to the museum. 540 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They usually open their doors around 10 a.m. Give Phil a call. One of my favorite people to talk to. I love talking to Phil. He's a great talker. Great. Like, you talk about historians, but people that can talk history with energy, with passion. Phil does that.
And he feels it, right? Like, it's, you know, you get that from him. He's not just regurgitating something he learned. He's very passionate about it.
I encourage you to check out their website as well, swch-museum.com, and contact the museum, especially if it's been a while since you've been over there. Head on over there, say hi to Phil for us. I know I got to get over there this summer. It's been too long since I've been there. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
All right. Happy
birthday to you.
Play that weird minor chord.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Terry, I have a one or a two here.
One.
There we go. Gives us our winner and our qualifier, I should say. So we can wish a happy birthday right away to one of my partners in crime, one of my favorite people, Vincent Giles.
Happy birthday.
Vince and I met during To Kill a Mockingbird when we did that play back at Stagecoach Theater in DeKalb, Illinois. And I've been I walk into the read-through, and I'm nervous because I'm in this really, really expensive house that our director, it was his house, and he hosted the read-through. And I'm in there, and it's one of those places where you don't even want to, like, bump up against the wall because it's so nice. And I walk in, and it used to be my tradition to go to the read-through wearing a jersey. Because it was me and my father being a former athlete, the read through was go time. All right, this is where the game starts and everything. So I would wear a jersey to kind of get myself in the mood and all that. I walk into this house and everybody's like nicely dressed and everything. And I'm walking around in the Bulls jersey. And I'm like, oh God. Like I felt so bad and so out of place. And I turn the corner and there on the couch in a Philadelphia Phillies Dr. J jersey is my guy Vince.
There you go.
And just like we saw
kindred
each other,
spirits.
Like the Spider-Man meme looking at each other. I've been friends ever since. I love the man. One of the greater human beings I have met, has a true, genuine heart, great father, great husband, and a fantastic actor. Vince, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. I'll talk to you later, brother. And we want to wish a very, very happy birthday to Jennifer Rosenthal Spath.
Happy birthday.
Jennifer, enjoy your day. Am I getting that right, you think, Terry?
I think it's Spath.
Spath. Thank you. Thank you. Jennifer Spath, happy birthday to you, Jennifer. You're our qualifier today. We hope you have a great day. Enjoy your day. And whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Keep them coming, everybody. We want you to send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page. Direct message us that way or call up. 424-2600.
Could you make it any easier?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you need me to go to your house and pick it up? Like, I don't know how much more we can make this easier.
James, we have a birthday over here. Can you pick it up?
I'll be right over. What's your address again? Do I take a left? Let's take a left to our celebrity birthdays. We'll go ahead and take a look at those. Shawn Mendes is 25.
25.
Jeez, I thought he was older than that.
Like, me too.
Seems like he's
sounds
kind of
baby. Like,
yeah. How young was he when he got his career going here?
Eight.
Stitch. Yeah, yes. Stitches, Senorita. Sean only does songs that begin with S. He's a very talented artist. Very talented. I don't know him that well. I'm not going to lie and say I know him that great, but from what I can tell, it seems very good. Roger Federer is 42 today. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, tennis player. My buddy Chris is Swiss, and there's not a ton of great Swiss athletes. Roger Federer is one of those ones he brings up right away. You know he's Swiss. Yes, I know, Chris. I know. He's had a good year.
Well, hey. You got to take what you can get.
Oh, I know. As a Jew, I know. Like, our Mount Rushmore doesn't even have four athletes. Like, we're still waiting for that fourth one. We got, like, Koufax and, like, you know, we're I hear you. Roger Federer, if you're a tennis fan, we're just getting kind of towards the tail end of one of the greatest eras of tennis ever with Federer, Nadal, Djokovic. All three of these guys have been vying for who's going to be the greatest of all time. And it's just been a really fun time if you're a fan of tennis. Not as much fun if you're a fan of American tennis. Being a huge homer, I've really missed seeing an American, you know, outside the men's side. The women's side, we've dominated.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had the Williams sisters and things like that. But it'd be nice to see a male American tennis player maybe give up basketball or baseball or something, going to tennis. Please, please. I'd like to see us dominate again. I miss the McEnroes and the Agassiz. And
I'm just thinking, like, I don't think leave basketball unless you're a smaller dude.
Probably
but, you
not.
Know, like,
probably
are you not. Seeing, like, Giannis playing tennis?
No. Although, oh, wow, that'd be awesome to see.
Although.
Yeah, you just cover half the court. Like, yeah. Well, actually, you might be onto something there, Terry.
No. Stay with basketball.
Stay with basketball, Giannis. Stay with basketball. Megan Good is 42. You know her from Minority Report series and Craig Robinson sitcom Mr. Robinson. She's a good character actor. JC Chavez is 47. He's one of the members of NSYNC.
I don't.
Oh, here's an interesting one. So he's one of the members of NSYNC, and then Drew Lachey is 47 today as well. He's was a member of 98 Degrees. Won the second season of Dancing with the Stars. So you got up, and then Scott Strapp is 50 today. Creed's lead singer. So you got a bunch of boy bands there.
There we go.
I know Creed's not really a
boy band.
I was
like, really? You're calling Creed a boy band?
Just roll
with it.
It was just a bit of a shot at Creed.
I was expecting like a Backstreet Boy or something to come up next.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just not a Creed guy.
Obviously, you just called them a boy band.
Mark Willis is 50, country singer, famous for 19-something. Don't know that one. Don't know that one as much. Cool Moe Dee is 61, rap legend. Wild Wild West. He had I Go to Work, a couple of classics back in the day.
Those are his two.
early days of hip hop, and when still, like, you can come out right now with that name and still be great. Cool Moe Dee. It's a great name. It's a great name. Also, such an 80s name. Such an 80s name. Let's see here. Donnie Most is 70. Ralph Malf on Happy Days.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. Larry Wilcox is 76. Ponch's partner, John Baker, on Chips. A lot of people liked him. Phil Balsley from the Staller Brothers is 84 today.
I haven't heard the Staller Brothers for a long time.
He is the baritone in the Staller
Brothers. Why aren't we playing them on the other station?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we will be eventually. We're going to get there. Let's see here. Connie Stevens is 85, 60s actress and performer. Let's see here. Oh, the Dustin Hoffman's 86 today.
Really?
What an actor. 86 for Dustin Hoffman. Anybody else thought he was older? Am I being a jerk by saying that?
Really?
I'm not trying
I didn't think he was older.
I thought, not by much, but I thought he was like getting a little bit up there. But 86 is a little, now that I'm thinking about it, is a little surprising to think that Dustin Hoffman's 86.
That's
but I guess.
Rain Man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the right person. Although, I guess for me, he's kind of, you think about how long ago that movie was.
Yeah.
But for me, he's kind of just, I don't know, 75. But he's been 75 in my head for like,
he's always
ever.
Been.
Or yes. Maybe 70-ish.
Yeah.
Like for 30 years.
I think a lot of younger generation, yeah, you're right though. I think a lot of the younger generation would know him obviously from Meet the Fockers in those.
Those are funny, by the way.
Kramer versus Kramer is one of the better roles that ever performed by an actor. Rain Man, again, one of the better roles ever performed by an actor. I was a little kid watching The Graduate. And so I remember him as a young man. And I remember his performance being so like good cringy. Like you felt his uncomfortableness with her and everything. You got a lot of that. I remember thinking, that's the kind of acting I want to do. I want to be able to make the person at home, billions of miles away, years later, watching this movie and still feeling something like that. But I want to talk about Hook because I love his performance in Hook.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I do too. It's hard for me to watch Rob Williams movies, but that's one of those ones that I don't have as a hard of a time with, in part because it's such a fun, good vibe movie.
That's what I was just going to say. Just a great family movie.
I never would have guessed Dustin Hoffman as Captain Hook. You could never get me to cast that. But thank God Steven Spielberg did, because it is my favorite performance of Captain Hook ever.
It's amazing.
Smee, I'm going to do it, Smee. Stop me, Smee, Smee. Are you going to stop me or not, Smee? It's just his and Hoskins' relationship in that role is so good. And as much as I am the biggest Rob Williams fan of all time, I think that stands out more than Robin's performance to me. Just because it's such, you've never seen Hook like that. Captain Hook was supposed to be a villain and a bad guy, and here you're getting Captain Hook, they like who needs therapy.
Yeah, who's silly.
Yeah. It was a really good performance, and he really brought it home. He really did it. Like, I don't see Dustin Hoffman in that role. I see Captain Hook. Like, that's, mm-hmm. It was a good performance. Bob Hoskins was so good, too. His speed. So good.
I wouldn't put him at 86.
No. Tootsie should be mentioned too. Tootsie, another great performer. Think of all the darn roles that
a lot,
man has
yeah.
Had. Man,
kind of sneaky. You know what I mean? Like just constant, but then it's like, oh yeah, and this one.
It's a good way to put it though. Sneaky, amazing career. Yeah, yeah. And one more time, wishing a happy birthday to one of my best friends, Vince Giles. Vince, enjoy your day, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jennifer Spaeth. Smith, I think it's there.
Happy birthday.
Rosenthal Space. Jennifer, enjoy your day. Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and go ahead and celebrate with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Having some fun, getting you ready for a good day, rest of your day here.
I'm usually here on Friday, so I'm wanting you to say getting you ready for the weekend.
It's exactly where I was going. Took a hard right.
Is it appropriate to say that on a Tuesday? I mean, we could.
Sort of. We're getting ready for you the rest of your Tuesday. That's all. It is a little weird having you here on the day. It's good to have you here, but a little weird. This is a little weird, this next article, Terry. A bit of a what kind of situation. So one of the more like undertone kind of I would say topics, heavier topics, heavy lightly, but, you know, a bit heavier, is self-checkout. There's been a lot of debate about the importance of this or the need of it.
Like the self-checkouts at the store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you want a self-checkout? Okay. Sometimes.
Checking yourself out. Never a bad. There's nothing controversial about that. Check yourself out all the time, people.
Big full-length mirror.
Yeah. Get a good look at yourself. You're looking good today, by the way, everybody. You're looking good. But as far as self-checkouts at grocery stores and things like that is where we're going. I do like where you spun that, though. This was one of those things that when it first started coming about, a lot of people had issues with because they thought it took jobs in that. And that is true in some cases. And then there are other businesses where it has made their job more efficient. Especially like I noticed this at dollar stores recently that they have started doing more self-checkout. And while that's going on, they have a very limited staff of people. Those people are able to actually catch up on stocking shelves or orders or inventory and that kind of thing. So it seems like it's been a real advantage in certain scenarios, and in other advantages, maybe it has taken jobs or not. Some of the stats are a little bit hard to tell with this. I've been paying attention to this story for quite some time, and it kind of fluctuates back and forth.
So if you're in a store, do you, and there's both, mm-hmm. right? There's a person checking out and there's self-check, and the line's the same. So which one do you choose?
Person. I like to go to the person. I prefer that. I don't have a real preference, though. I don't really.
If there's no line, I'll go to where the person is. But if there's a line, I'll use self-check. Mm. I mean, I have no problem doing that. Like, I'm more about getting out.
I'll say this, though. I tend to be like one of those people that go to the store for like three items. So I use the self-checkout quite a bit.
Yeah, me too.
In that regard. Mainly also because I don't like holding up a line. Like, this always happens to me. I got like three, four things, and there's somebody behind me with like a cart full of stuff. Or usually in front of me, too.
But. I don't like when you go to some of the self-checkouts and the area, like the space mm-hmm. is so small. Like if I have a cart full, I don't mind doing self-check, but I have nowhere to go with the stuff. And yes. I am not sitting it on the floor.
No.
Like,
no.
Ugh. So I've seen though some have actually started having much larger self-check areas where you can, you know, it's almost like the line that you go through where you have a checkout person, where you actually have some room. So I appreciate that.
Whatever the case, self-checkouts aren't going anywhere. In fact, any day now, I'm waiting for, as you're doing the self-checkout, asking the self-checkout, asking you if you want to tip it. Like, that's going to be any day now.
Yeah,
like,
that's really irritating.
Yeah.
But I think it's weird, like some of these, which like any AI, right? But I'll go through like self-check and it'll say, do you want, okay, so this is at, I guess it must be tied to my debit card, but they'll ask how you want your receipt, mm-hmm. Print or text.
Yeah.
How do you have my phone number? Because I can hit text mm-hmm. or email, and it doesn't ask me for my thing, and really? It shows up. So it's got to be they've got to have it tied to my debit card, right?
Yeah, must be.
I mean, I guess I've not had that happen where I've paid cash, but I'm just like, whoa, I don't particularly love that.
No,
but,
no, me neither.
But
no.
I get how people like the convenience of it, right? To have your, you know, to have your
less
receipt
paper,
there,
trying to save on
but,
that.
But you know, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is a little weird.
It's a little.
I do want to just take a step back for a second. I do want to be clear. I am a big believer in tipping with jobs that you
always me too.
Tip for.
Absolutely.
I don't like the idea of tipping places that where the business should be paying their employees enough to where they shouldn't need a tip.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not covering the gray area here where the business should be covering it. Pay your employees right.
Well, yeah. So an example, you go into a sit down restaurant and you actually have wait staff that wait on you.
Yeah.
Then absolutely. You should be tipping and you should be tipping well.
100%.
But when I just go into somewhere and I'm like, it's fast-ish food or carry out, you know, so like you walk up, you order, you go to the end, you pay, and they're asking for a tip. And I'm like,
nah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't go to a ton of places. So one of the only places I know that does this is Subway. And I like Subway. I don't mind them. Especially most of your Subways are run by local people. And when we talk about supporting local businesses, we don't talk about this very often, but a lot of these franchises are run by locals. We should be supporting that just as much as your mom and pop businesses and that. But I don't agree with that part.
I know. I agree.
Pay your employees right. They shouldn't need a tip from me.
And I'm a good tipper. Like,
yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
Me
like,
too,
I don't. Yeah. So I'm not against tipping, but I do think it is service related, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's go ahead and take a call here, see what this is about. Good. Hello?
It's owed up to $26,000 per employee.
Oh, we're getting these calls now, Terry.
File for your CARES Act employee.
No way!
Yeah, we're getting these calls now. That's great.
It's because I just said that about the AI.
Yep, as soon as AI heard you. AI heard you. Like, well, we got to hit these guys up. Oh, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I don't know why. I don't know. I do want to get into this, though, Terry. So, we're talking self-checkouts. There's a criminal defense attorney on TikTok named Carrie Jargon who says you should never use it. She says it's too risky because you can wind up getting falsely arrested for shoplifting so easily. Stores have large, sophisticated teams that examine the tapes of self-checkout looking for shoplifters. So if you accidentally take something, once they do inventory and figure out they're off, they'll look through the tapes and report you to the police. Or they could just make a mistake on inventory and wind up falsely accusing you. Either way, you're looking at a legal nightmare that's expensive and stressful. But if you must still use self-checkout, she says to only use it on small orders. Use your credit card for proof of what you paid for. Keep your receipt and go slowly so the cameras see everything you scan. I've never heard of this before.
So you said she's on TikTok?
Yeah.
Huh, there's the first issue. Mm. So, I mean, okay, I agree. Keep your receipt. And yes, you do have to do it because sometimes there's so many beeps around you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if there's other, like I can see how it could be an honest mistake. Now, I'm not saying it's okay for shoplifting, but you know what I mean? Like it could happen.
No, I can see the honest
mistake. But I also, you see at a lot of places now, they'll have an employee at the start of self-check and then they'll have an employee at the back. That little device that they're holding, they're actually watching your transaction. So like if you have a big thing of toilet paper underneath the cart, you know, and a lot of times, like I'll just grab the hand scanner and do that. I won't bring it up to the, you know, up to the thing, but they're checking, you know, they're able to real time check to make sure, you know, what you've scanned. But if you keep the receipt and what she said, if their inventory's off and they wrongly accuse, they're not going to be like, look at Joe here. He took this, but I do agree, Go. So there is a local grocery store that they actually have overhead cameras now over each of the checkouts. Mm. And it's very interesting. Like if you go too fast, it'll stop you. If you go too, like there, it's very, very automated. You know, I think it's been maybe hard for some of those employees to, the learning curve is steep on that much technology, but yes, it is not, self-check is not a free pass to steal.
No.
Stealing's never okay.
I will say, I'm thinking, because I think the only time I really do use the self-checkout is usually at Walmart. And when I go to Walmart, I want to be out of there as soon as I get there. I'm in and out and I'm tunnel vision. I'm just like, if you run into me at a Walmart and I don't see you, do not take it personal. Do not be shocked because I've got tunnel vision and I'm getting in and out. I got a list. I want it boom, 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 and out of there. And I could see in the self-checkout being in a rush to get out of that place, being, you know, hurrying an item or something like that. I hope, you know, knocking on wood, I haven't done anything like that. But I could see that is, but here's my pull on this. Where does very, very importantly going forward, we need to be very clear about personal responsibility and self-awareness and taking acknowledgement of things. So if I'm checking out, I need to take my time and do these things. But at the end of the day, the onus falls on the company. You chose to have self-checkout instead of having people. You wanted to save a couple bucks doing that. I'm sorry, have your employees there to be able to, like you said, having the scanner there, and they have a job to do. We hire people to do jobs, do the job. I'm getting so sick and tired of people like, well, I can only work this day and this day, and only for a couple hours that day, and I'm going to need about 15 mental health days. Like, it's okay to have mental health days. It's okay to have time off and all these things. But at the end, but at the same time, why are we hiring people if they're not going to work? Like, there's got to be a balance there.
I think in self-check, I find myself like over scanning. You know what I mean? Like, I'll have to have somebody. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, I scanned this twice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for whatever reason. Not on purpose, of course. But like, you go one. It doesn't scan when you go the first direction. Then you go and you go back and it scans it twice. Or, like I said, you hear the beep of the machine next to you, or I'm guessing they probably deal with more of that crap than they do the rest.
I mentioned how quick I try to get in and out of there, but when it does come to the checkout part, I maybe it's that my past or whatever, but I'm so like adamant about making sure that that person that's standing over there, look, I'm scanning it. Look, are you looking? Pay attention.
Like they've got you. They've got you chipped. You don't wear anything with sleeves.
Yes. I'm even walking out of Walmart with my hands up. I'm joking.
You know what I saw over the weekend? New self-check. Actually at Kohl's in Stevens Point, they have a self-check now.
Wow. That bugs me a little bit because it always seems like the employees there like give you the, like, hey, did you know about this discount?
They still had employees checking out, but there was self-check. Since you brought up this story, I'm like, where was I just where I saw new self-check? And it was there.
I don't want this to sound bad, but every day that I see Kohl's still around, I'm happy.
Oh, me too.
I like Kohl's, and I that's one of those companies that I've been worried about. Boy, I hope they're around next year. I hope they're around another year, that kind of thing. Here's hoping.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, have more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. You love the Spice Girls, didn't you?
I want to start this segment off letting people know that we need a new bumper guy.
Play the 80s, man. Ditch this 90s one.
I meant to hit the 80s one, and now I'm paying for it.
I think if we just take it right off the screen, who would miss it?
Seth has a good parameter with these. If it was a hit, it belongs in the bumpers, and he's right. He's right.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if the 90 girls. Bumper button went away, how long would it take for him to notice? Like, if we just put it on the next screen.
Oh, I think I'd notice sooner than he would. I there's a couple in there that I really enjoy. I want to do this question with the audience sometime. We'll just have this as a rolling question. What was the most annoying like boy or girl band ever? Like, was it New Kids? Was it Spice Girls? Was it Menudo? Brought back Menudo, yeah. I want to know, 424-2600, which was the most annoying one to you? Please tell us. So this is an interesting trend that's going a different direction. The trend of companies bringing remote workers back to the office just hit a new level. Even Zoom is making its staff return. Feels a little weird.
I think it's awesome.
It's kind of funny and kind of cool at the same time. But if I was a Zoom employee, I would be a little like, well, wait a minute.
Because I am sick and tired of Zoom meetings. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm with you on
It's a nice option for when you physically cannot be present. You know, maybe I'm traveling for work and so that's the only way that I can be part of the meeting. But when it's because I just don't want to leave home or don't want to leave my office to come to the meeting, that irritates me.
I've got so many meetings every week. We have at least one or two meetings a week here at Civic that are on Zoom. With Second City, one or two meetings at least a week that are on Zoom or Skype. And then with acting, a lot of my auditions are done this way.
But like with those, there's all kinds of geography being covered, right? Yeah. I mean, so to some degree, it makes sense. But I'm just saying, like, when you have a meeting that's 2 miles away,
get in
your car and go.
I understand like with board meetings doing this too, the Zoom call, because especially like for us with the family center, they got other things to be doing and who knows, a last second thing calls them and they have to go do. But I'm so with you on this. Like if you can, we're past the point of like if you want to wear a mask, if you're that worried about it, I mean, to get together people.
So if you got hired by Zoom.
Yes.
And now Zoom is saying come into the office. That is kind of funny.
It is. Especially if you were hired like during the pandemic. Like Zoom says it's now enforcing a structured hybrid approach where employees who live near an office need to be on site 2 days a week because it's most effective.
Fair enough.
Wow. Only 2 days. Yeah. That's. In other words, people who work for Zoom are more productive in person than they are working over Zoom. Which is not a shock.
Newsflash.
Yeah. And this was clearly important because it would be better for business to be an example of how working remotely over Zoom is just as effective. Now they're basically admitting that doesn't work, at least as a default.
So I do think it's interesting how many people might have been hired or during the pandemic, you know, sent home. Everybody worked from home, whatever. But people who actually then relocated away from their workplace because they were under the impression that they were going to be able to work remotely, indefinitely. So I wonder how that's potentially affecting people. I've heard of a lot of really good hybrid policies, though, where, you know, something like this, what they say, they had to be in the office 2 days a week.
Yeah.
I've been hearing it maybe more the opposite, where you'd be in the office the majority, but you could work from home, you know, work from home 2 days a week and be mm-hmm. in the office 3 days a week or whatever. But I've heard some really good success stories of that working and happening. But I think it's all around, don't you think it's around the work ethic, the motivation, and the integrity of the employee?
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, I don't think it really has to do with the employer.
No, I couldn't
honestly
agree more.
I mean, yes, there's some factors like, you know, the capacity and helping them to be successful.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, if you want to work from home, in my opinion, you need to prove that you can work
yes.
from home, right?
This is, again, why are you collecting a paycheck? If you're collecting a paycheck, you need to earn that paycheck.
Yeah.
I don't mind people working from home, but you better be working. You better be putting in the work. We dealt with this during the pandemic. We were fortunate here at WFHR. We are exempt, so we are still coming into work and everything. And I thought about this a lot because a friend of mine during that same time out in California works at a very popular station out in California. Shout out to the river, which has never made sense to me that they have the river in California where there's no rivers.
What kind of music is it?
It's got a classic country. Classic rock.
Oh.
But yeah, so he still to this day is doing his job from his house. He has and downstairs he has a studio and he does it from there. And I've talked to him a lot about this and he loves it. He gets so much more done, not only production wise, but at home. And for him, the balance is perfect. And he actually doesn't have the distractions that the radio station brings. It's just him and his wife. His kids are out of the house and everything. For me, it would be the exact opposite. I have a hard enough time turning my work engine off in my brain. If my job was in the
squirrel.
Same place I sleep.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
I would never get any personal time. I would never spend any time personally. I'd be working constantly. You think I work a lot now. I can't imagine what I would do if I worked from home. I could work from home. I just would never prefer to. I wouldn't. You couldn't. I don't know. Unless it was part of my job, I would prefer to go to a location. I would prefer to actually go. Maybe I'm just old school in this, but for me, I like the change. We were talking about this earlier. There is literally no reason you and I have to, or any of our co-hosts, have to go across the hallway from our sunrise show to this show. We could actually do this show from either board. But the physical change, I think, is actually good.
I agree.
It actually helps.
It's a good reset.
Yeah, yeah. And it gets you, and we should, both shows should be treated differently. I think, you know, it's a good way of doing that. It comes down to what you did, though, what you said. All of this comes down to the employee, to the worker. Certainly, everything starts at the top, and you have to hire good people. You have to hire people that you think can do the job. But again, coming back to personal responsibility and the onus, you want a paycheck, earn the paycheck. If we're going to have a day in, if we're going to be going forward and talking about mental health and giving people like mental health days and these kind of things, I can't see a negative to that unless we create the negative, unless people take advantage of this or it goes too far to one side. It's a little similar to me as with PCism. I was as a person who is very affected by these things. I care about PC. I care about representation and those things. However, you can go too far with
this
stuff.
There's an extreme of everything.
Yeah. And you go too far with it, all of a sudden you start getting a pushback from people. People that would have been on your side at one point all of a sudden are now like, well, yeah, I like this, but I don't need it in my eyeballs every 5 seconds. Let me exist. Let me be with 5 seconds without having to think about this or something. I get that. I think everybody should be free to that. You have to find that balance. You have to find where you're going to go with that.
That is awesome. There's a little irony, though, right? Like Zoom employees being called back into the office.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I'd love to see the Zoom employee's face when he's reading this email or she's reading this email for the first time. Like, wait a minute,
like,
what?
Do you think they brought him together on Zoom to announce it?
Yes, I hope they did. Oh, I really hope they did. It's got to be weird to work for a Zoom or a Skype or some of these places as well.
Okay, but not to be, I mean, I'm really not trying to sound cheeky, but like maybe more naive. Like, so if you work for Zoom, what do you do? Like, you're a programmer?
Oh, I imagine it's mostly tech. It's mostly, fixing bugs.
So,
and, you know, a lot of that. So, I mean, shouldn't you be working maybe from home? Or I mean, can't you do that job from the...
Home? You can 3 days a week.
3 days. Yes, 3 days a week. You can do this from home. You can do some research and find out about great blood donation opportunities in your area and be a part of the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. We are calling on all heroes. We understand that there is a great shortage out there and there's a lot of people in need. So what we are doing here at Civic Media is extending our blood donation challenge through the month of August. And if you donate, take a selfie. That's right. We're telling you to take a selfie. Do that and throw it up on your social media with the hashtag Civic Pints, and you will be in the running to get yourself either some brewer tickets or some state fair tickets, some Civic Media gear. You do that with the hashtag WFHR and hashtag Civic Pints, and you'll win rafter tickets instantly. So we love being able to do that.
There's a couple rafter games left. Yes. So great opportunity.
Enter to win. And please, a big shout out to everybody doing this, but to those even thinking about doing this, we appreciate. And if you aren't a part of this challenge, maybe you can donate to other opportunities. We've got some great ones coming up in this area alone. Next Tuesday, August 15th from 10 to 3 at the former Eastern New High School Music Room, you could donate. And there's other great opportunities as well coming up. Again, just go to civicmedia.us/giveblood to upload your picture right there. Cut out the middleman and get right to it. We appreciate everybody who's already donated and been a part of the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. We'll be back with more fun coming up right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.